Hello, my duck. You're listening to the Bamba Show Bully.
It was upon a lammas necked, and corn rigs are bonny, beneath the moon's unclouded left, a hill of watty annie. The time flew by with tantalus heed, between the late and early, with small persuasion she agreed to see me through the barley. Corn rigs and barley rigs, and corn rigs are bonny, I'll ne'er forget that happy night among the rigs we Annie. Sky was blue, the wind was still, the moon was shining clearly. I set her down with rigged well, among the rigs o' barley. I kent her heart was on my ain, I lewd her may sincerely. I kissed her hour and hour again, among the rigs o' barley. Corn rigs and barley rigs, and corn rigs are bonny, I'll ne'er forget that happy night among the rigs we Annie. I locked her in my fond embrace, her heart was beating rarely, my blessings on that happy place among the rigs o' barley. But by the moon and stars sae bright that shone that hour sae clearly, she aye shall bless that happy night among the rigs o' barley. Corn rigs and barley rigs, and corn rigs are bonny, I'll ne'er forget that happy night among the rigs we Annie. I hae been blithe with comrades dear, I hae been merry drinking, I hae been joyful gathering gear, I hae been happy thinking. But saw the pleasures ere I saw, the three times double fairly, that happy night was worth them all, among the rigs o' barley. Corn rigs and barley rigs, and corn rigs are bonny, I'll ne'er forget that happy night among the rigs we Annie. Corn rigs and barley rigs, and corn rigs are bonny, I'll ne'er forget that happy night among the rigs we Annie.
Welcome to show 206 of the Bambershire Brolly, the pod station promoting and celebrating the music, heritage and characters of Bambershire. My name is Jules Proctor. All the music on this show has a Scottish theme, starting with Hector Gilchrist singing the Robert Burns song Corn Rigs. Hector has a great knowledge of the life and work of Robbie Burns, as well as having a silky voice, and his Burns suppers are quite something to get along to. There have been many celebrations this year, marking the 250 years since the birth of Robbie Burns, and it's a sign of just how influential his work has been in the number of places it turns up, both musically, poetically, and geographically. I'd like to say hi to Monica Loretto and Kevin Ham, who run the Scotland in Argentina website, and who directed me to the music of Coila, a Scottish ceilidh band of some skill, and there will be a track from them in a minute. But first of all, I'd like to say a big thank you to all who have helped at the Ryder Cock Horse Folk Club and the Banbury Canalside Folk Festival this year. from the Song and Ale fundraising weekend to the two fundraisers with Something Nasty in the Woodshed, to the weekly support by Linda and Richard Watkins and the many other club regulars. And of course to Derek and Mary, who devote such a big chunk of their time and effort to make the club and festival the critical success they both are. I'm pleased to have been able to help in my own small way with looking after the Folk Club website and producing the Good Taste of Folk taster CDs. While work and family commitments have kept me away from a number of events this year, I'm looking forward to getting along to the Fleece at Bretforton on Boxing Day to sup an ale or two and watch the Morris dancing. For those who like to be a bit more active on the dancing front, here are Coiler with the Dashing White Sergeant.
A fond kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears, I'll pledge thee. Warring sighs and groans I'll wage thee. Who can say that fortune grieves him, while the star of hope she leaves him? Me a cheerful twinkle lights me, dark despair around benights me. I'll no blame my passing fancy, nothing could resist my Nancy, but to see her was to love her. Love but once, then gone forever. Had we never loved so kindly, had we never loved so blindly, never met or never parted, we would ne'er be broken-hearted. Fare thee weel, thou first and fairest. Fare thee weel, thou best and dearest. Thine be ilka joy and treasure, peace, enjoyment, love, and pleasure. A fond kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears, I'll pledge thee. Warring sighs and groans I'll wage thee.
Coida were followed by another Robert Burns song, A Fond Kiss, sung by Jim McAdams. Jim is another stalwart of the folk music scene, travelling up and down the country to various folk festivals, both as a performer and as a steward. The stewards are the unsung heroes of the festival scene, without whose help many events just couldn't take place. And talking of heroes, in the Reindeer pub the other evening, I was chatting to three guys who were having a good time, just talking about the history of the area and reminiscing over their year. It turns out that one of them is one of the organisers of Soulfest, the music festival which takes place in Cumbria in August. I'm afraid the old hooky beer had been working its magic, so I've been unable to remember their names. However, the other two guys were brothers, who told me that the younger one had had an inherited condition, which meant he developed kidney failure a couple of years back. He is only alive and smiling today because his older brother donated a kidney to him. This is one of the most heartwarming stories I've heard this year, only tempered by the fact that they both have sons and won't know for some time if they too may also become ill. But it has to be said, there aren't many occasions when you can say without doubt that you've been able to save someone else's life. At this time of year, it is traditional to think about family and friends, regarding back over the year and looking forward to the coming year, a tradition I fully endorse, and it's something I think we should do maybe a bit more often. Despite the time that a number of our family have spent in hospital this year, the uncertainty over jobs, and the bigger issues of the lack of a substantive agreement over the environment at Copenhagen, there's been a lot which has happened in 2009 which has given me a warm glow. The smiles from the grandchildren, the antics of Bob and Lucy, our two Cocker Spaniels, and the love of a good woman, my lovely wife Pat. The contact of friends, some of whom I haven't seen in too many years, is also always a cheering event. So, best wishes to Lance in Exmouth, Owen, Ticker and all the Oxford crowd, and Dave and Pip and family in Salisbury. Another Robert Burns song sums this up like no other. So pour yourself a drink, turn off the mobile phone, and settle down in a comfy chair to listen to the last song of this last Bambershire Volley podcast of 2009. Here is my old mate, Wee Alex, with Auld Lang Syne. See you next time.
Zane. its rusty feet. And Giza and Ovaid will take a regularly walk for old lang syne. Shall you be your constant? Surely I'll be mine, and we'll take a cup of kindness, yeah, for old lang syne.
The Bambershire Bully is a Bambershire Media production. Visit www.bambershire.com.